Now the financial implications of the pandemic are really starting to be keenly felt, aren't they? Whether that's your own purse strings or if you're working within the charitable sector. Charities are certainly struggling to keep going at the moment, as well as having to find new ways of working, of course. They're not having to look for, well, they are having to look for new revenue as well coming in. How can they get that money in? Heel & Toe has been providing physical therapy and support for disabled children in the North East for more than 10 years. And more than half of their funding comes from events, which, of course, now can't happen. So what do you do? How are they coping? Jane Long is development executive at the charity. We had a chat a little earlier and she told me a bit more about the work that they do.
Heel & Toe Children's Charity provides therapy to children with physical disabilities in the North East. We'll provide physiotherapy, occupational therapy, speech and language therapy and constructive education. And we've also got a hydrotherapy pool in Perkinsville. And this is available for children all across the North East to access.
So the job and the work that you do is pretty much either hands-on or certainly face-to-face. So when the lockdown occurred back in March, things must have really just gone up in the air very quickly.
Absolutely, yes. In the beginning of lockdown, we knew that, you know, we were going to have to close. And it was really devastating for all of the families not being able to access the therapy hands-on. We just had to sort of put our heads together and think of a way of how we could reach out to our children.
So what did you do? How did you manage to keep that contact going?
Basically, we kept in touch with the parents and we let them know that we were there for them if they needed to give us a call, trying just to give advice here and there. We asked the parents what they thought their children would need and they came back to us and said, is there any possible way that you could do something online? But we knew that it was going to impact massively with funding, and we struggle anyway as a charity. We're not government funded, so everything we do in terms of raising money, it comes from the events, and we've had to cancel all of the events.
Of course.
Obviously contact face to face with people, we weren't able to go into supermarkets to do backpacks and tin collections. It was just an absolutely devastating time for us.
And funding, of course, as you say, it's such a huge part of it, having that money coming in and relying on those events and things like the Great North Run and summer charity events. They all add to the pot, don't they, Jane? So what have you had to do with regard to finances? Has there been any way that you can access funds?
We've been really lucky in terms of having public support, and we've had a lot of people who have started to fundraise for us online doing virtual events. We did put out an emergency appeal to say, could anybody do some fundraising for us? And we've had some really good grant providers come forward with some plans for COVID funding. And that's what we've had to do.
Which companies are doing COVID funding then? How does that work?
So a lot of businesses have been reaching out to grant providers who they've had money from in the past. So we've just had to basically put our case forward and apply for that funding. Barclays were one of the companies that came forward, and they've been great supporters of us over the years, and they've said, look, we've got this fund, why don't you apply for this money? So that's what we did.
So they're actually proactive in telling you to apply for it instead of sort of
Absolutely.
You having to search, and that's half of the battle sometimes.
It is, yeah.
So how has your role changed then from the work that you were doing to how you're trying to manage the organisation now?
A lot of the fundraising team, including myself, have been working from home. So now everything has gone to the IT side. So we've all been having our meetings over Teams, trying to put together campaigns for public and businesses to try and get fundraising events going online. It's been really difficult not being able to be in the same office with all of the staff and have that morale boosted and have those ideas come up. Mm-hmm. You can just turn around and talk to your colleagues, whereas now everything's sort of online and we've all gone digital. Some of us are better at it than others, but it's sort of a natural progression for us to go digital anyway, but it's, you know, we've sort of been forced into doing it.
Yes, it happened in a quicker way, didn't it? All of a sudden. I mean, who'd heard the word Zoom? I hadn't heard of the word Zoom this time last year. No idea. And some of the pitfalls as well when you're working in that sort of way and you're seeing everybody. And we're starting to get used to it now. But I know myself, when we've had staff meetings, I might have had my tracky bottoms on the bottom half and sort of a lady top on the top half. And I think that's the way we've been working, haven't we? So what do you think the future's going to hold then? How do you think things will pan out?
Well, since we got in touch with all of the parents and asked them what they wanted you know, out of the charity in these uncertain times, we realised that we're going to have to do a lot more digital. So we've been able to receive this funding from Barclays, which is going to allow us to incorporate an online service for parents. So we're able to do online therapy and also be there for support as well. So we'll be able to have our therapists at hand online if parents have any questions or queries about the therapy for the children.
And you mentioned how it's difficult for you, Jim, working, you know, with your colleagues, but for parents feeling quite isolated as well at times, I should imagine, more so than ever.
It is, yeah. Well, hopefully the video therapy service will be a bit of a lifeline, and not only for the children, but also for the parents as well. They'll be able to get in touch with other parents. I mean, when they were coming to the centre, it was such a relief for them to be able to talk to other parents mm-hmm. who had children with similar disabilities. And, you know, we've got a really good community of parents at the moment, so it'll be nice just to have everybody be safe at home, but be able to access that therapy and alternative services online from us.
Well, it's great to speak to you, Jane. Thank you. But I can't let you go without asking you the Monday mid-morning question, which is always, because we're a moan-free zone, what's the thing you're most looking forward to this week? What's the one thing that's going to get you through? It might be a dinner that you're planning on having, might be a programme that you're planning on watching. There's got to be something to get you through till Friday. What's it going to be?
Well, I have to say I'm loving Great British Bake Off.
So do you watch and enjoy, or do you watch and get inspired and think, I'm going to try some of that?
No, it's purely for pleasure. I watch and enjoy.
Do you eat the cake?
I'm not very good at baking at all.
No. Do you have a brew then and a biscuit or a little cake as they're doing their thing?
Definitely a cup of tea and a biscuit, yeah.
An armchair critic. I like your style. Thanks, Jane. You have a great week. That's Jane Long from the North East charity Heal and Toe there.